Official data show that China's total e-commerce transactions reached nearly 30 trillion yuan in 2016, marking a growth of 25.5% year-on-year. However, as the sector changes people's lives, it is also creating issues and problems in a number of areas, including consumers' rights and fair competition. China first began formulating its e-commerce law in 2013, and a draft has now been sent for review by legal authorities. Xu Jianzhong, Vice President of China University of Political Science and Law, says that a comprehensive set of e-commerce laws will help address the many issues closely related to the lives of consumers.
Drivers on taxi hailing platform DD often cancel orders without giving reasons. DD refused to claim responsibilities, saying that as a third-party platform, they can only help handle complaints on contract violations. It is apparent that the platform is not involved in the transactions. In other words, we have no legal base to attribute their responsibility. To handle this issue, we need a new mechanism that puts the action of third-party platforms under regulation.
Beijing-based lawyer Qiu Baoqiang suggests the lawmakers should make further provisions on the joint liabilities of e-commerce platforms.
The draft provides that the platforms share joint responsibilities in protecting intellectual property rights. The sellers used to shoulder full responsibilities when consumers bought fake goods or when their interests were harmed. Under the new law, the platforms are obliged to check for IPR infringements. This may be expanded to cover fake goods and advertisements. The sellers shoulder part of the responsibilities based on platform rules.
Yang Xiaojun, Secretary of Beijing Consumers Association, says new types of transactions, such as those made via web businesses or small businesses run by individuals over social media, should also be regulated.
So far, there's been no official definition for web businesses, but problems are also emerging on these e-commerce platforms, such as fake products, problematic goods, and pyramid sales. So we think that the law should also cover these new transaction forms.
The China Consumers Association, which has hosted a seminar, will submit expert suggestions to China's top legislature for further review. For CRI, I'm Guan Chao.